Christ by Maureen Marsh.
The office pulsed with repressed aggression, anxious insecurity, unresolved tensions and bleak hopes. A place for dreams to die. Yet Jasper, IT specialist, oblivious and good-hearted, longest-standing employee of Turner's Building Enterprise, made friends with all and enemies of none. A pair of startlingly bright blue eyes peered out from a face spookily devoid of wrinkles, a shock of grey receding hair, the only real indication of Jasper's 55 years, his attitude open, his chatter unrestrained, and anyone uninitiated in his ways might find themselves in a hailstorm of his good-natured verbiage, where they might also note that he was oblivious to their lack of interest. Fellow colleagues that may have in a good-natured way stopped to listen politely would find themselves drawn into a world of mundane detail enthusiastically conveyed. The nodding head of this individual, caught in the orbit of Jasper's verbal effusions, could be viewed from a safe distance by other colleagues in the office who would exchange knowing smirks. Mr. David Grant, general manager, with a demeanour not dissimilar from an Alsatian dog left chained for too long and out for vengeance, gazed from his opulent office window the comings and goings on the shop floor. Having recently taken over the firm, he was keen to make good on his promise to elevate the position of Turner's Building Enterprise from a money-hemorrhaging entity to something more akin to a winner. He had formed a secret list of employees that needed to go, and Jasper was at the top of that list. His eye zoomed in on him from his vantage point in his large oak-veneered office, a contemptuous sneer on his face at the sight of this strange little man buzzing round, wasting everyone's time with his chatter and silliness, his odd ties and enthusiasm. He rationalised that Jasper was nearing retirement anyway. He then took in Roger, the man who had inadvertently got sucked into Jasper's radar and was listening to him ramble. He could go too, he thought, just for his lame attitude and the fact that he was very handsome, which was in itself annoying. He then turned his gaze to Doris Sutton, his PA busily tap-tapping, nearly 60 with too much makeup. She could go too, just for being an older, unattractive female. The least a female can do is be attractive, he mused. He called Doris over. Can you ask Jasper Greenberg to come to my office, please?
Yes, sir, Doris responded with a nervous smile.
2 minutes later, Jasper knocked 3 times on his door.
Ah, Jasper, take a seat. I have your file here. Your work history is good, no sickness, no days off, however.
And he leaned forward.
As you may be aware, the firm has been through some difficulties in recent years, what with COVID and economic factors. As general manager, hard choices need to be made. Need.
And he emphasised the need. As he stared intently at Jasper, he wanted to ensure that he was understanding. Words are to be taken seriously. But Jasper was distracted. Is that your laptop, sir? Mr. Grant stopped dead in his tracks at this unexpected utterance. Jasper reached over and began to tap at the laptop.
Oh no, he said. You've got the old system. There's no sequence monitor anymore. And then the Opera 252 should be... He tapped again. Oh no. And then he began to talk and to talk and to talk, and then he began to go through a bewildering explanation of the working of the computer system, the whys and the wherefores, none of which made sense to Mr. Grant, but all delivered with such kindness, aplomb, and enthusiasm that Mr. Grant found himself disarmed, dissolving. Something in him popped like a pin in a balloon, and a softening momentarily took him over. Jasper picked the laptop up. "Right, sir, you are at the top of my list. Leave it to me. I will get you fixed up by the end of today." And then he flashed Mr. Grant such a pure and beautiful smile that Mr. Grant found himself smiling back. And with that, Jasper left the office.